we were tagged in something that was a little bit alarming.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
We got a buddy that comes through all of our stuff, and he comes up here a lot of times, and he brings us all of the latest and greatest technology. I don't know what the hell any of it is. What has he brought up?
Anything VR. Anything you could strap to your face.
Virtual reality.
Or a computer that goes in your ass, or penis lasers, Wi-Fi nipple clamps, augmented reality suppositories. This guy from Android Central, I believe, he's the new tech guru. We love this guy. He was at our fifth birthday party. He was at our prom. This guy is he's good people. He's a member of the family. He's Russell Holly. Russell, good morning, bud.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, your weekend went a lot worse than most of
ours.
Yeah,
this is odd. I mean, I don't know much about much. I guess you'll fill us in. But the post on Facebook was like, it was a picture of a motorcycle. It says, this motorcycle was taken from our driveway this weekend. It's a BMW S1000RR. You give the license plate out, and it says, any help would be appreciated.
Retail price, $19,600.
Yeah, so BMW motorcycles are amazing.
You ain't kidding.
Now, whose motorcycle
is
this?
This is my roommate Zoe's motorcycle. She's been a rider for easily as long as I've known her. We went to college together. Just a fantastic rider. Got this motorcycle with a new job not too long ago as kind of a way to reward herself. And has ridden it, I mean, just hundreds of thousands of miles. She's a really gifted rider, and stepped out of the house yesterday morning and came back inside and just kind of stared at me a little bit and said, the motorcycle's gone. You didn't move it, did you?
Yeah.
And that was, you know, we started taking a look at security cameras and you know, asking the neighbors and trying to figure it out. And yeah, the motorcycle was there, you know, the night before and just wasn't there in the morning.
Did you see anything on any of that security footage? Scott regularly will look at one of his old neighborhood Facebook pages, and it's just nothing but home security cameras of people stealing literally anything that's not bolted to the floor or ground beneath it. Did you see anything?
Yeah, so we didn't get any clear shots of anybody, like no faces or anything. Nobody like actually coming up and taking the bike. We just, you know, taking a look at the footage, it just wasn't there in the driveway the next morning.
God, and I can only imagine, like you said, when she comes in and she's staring at you, and she's got to be just
more dumbfounded. She's just dumbfounded. Like
wait a minute. Did I drink last night and park it somewhere weird? Or are you getting it detailed for me? You scallywag. Did you get it towed to a detailing place and you're bringing it back? Because I've never had anything, excuse me, of that caliber, that size stolen. I've had bikes stolen. I've had skateboards stolen. But never an automobile or a motorcycle. At what point did she realize, okay, this thing's been boosted?
Yeah, so I mean, like, even after calling the police and filing a police report, it was pretty clear that it hadn't like set in to her that the bike was actually gone. It was really just kind of, you know, joking about it. You know, maybe one of our friends who works at a BMW dealership, you know, had picked it up because he, you know, had jokingly threatened to do so in the past to like, you know, like you said, to detail it or to put, you know, something new on it, because they're BMW riders tend to cling together, kind of like Jeep enthusiasts and stuff.
Right.
So it was so we kind of looked into it a little bit, but yeah, it was, you know, nobody had seen it, so we just started putting out the call to see if anybody had eyes on it.
And did the cops give you? Because I would imagine I'm not going to speculate here, but did they give you an idea of what are the chances of its safe return is? Because I would imagine not high.
They didn't give us a lot of indication there, but what I did hear was kind of interesting. Was they can put out the call to all of the places in the area that work on BMW bikes, because there's a lot of kind of custom parts that goes into those, and so they can give that information to anybody in the area who works on those bikes to kind of put a flag in the system, and that usually yields greater results than than kind of your average Yamaha or Suzuki or something like that.
I was going to say, if there's any BPD down there riding around today, Pratt Lombard up and around downtown, if you see a 12 o'clock boy hauling ass on a BMW, being like, oh, maybe that's the one, because someone's going to take this thing, they're going to showboat it for a little bit, and then they're going to...
I mean, this is the kind of thing you take and you sell and you ship it. You know what I mean? I think it's gone.
God, because you had a vehicle that was stolen at one point, correct, Scott?
Yeah.
And they
it was just some
found
punks.
It.
They just were joyriding it. This seems like, I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. I'm talking out of my ass right now.
I think we're dealing with a pro here.
This seems, well, I mean, look, just look at the motorcycle. I mean, this is like a $20,000 bike. This is something you steal to profit from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you're a pretty skilled rider, this is not an easy machine to ride either. Right. Like, I would never get on this thing.
Yeah. So
I would sit behind her and wrap my arms around her torso with a little leather vest that said property of Zoe. Is this thing insured? Is she going to be able to recoup any losses on it?
Yeah. She's been talking to the insurance company, and there's not a lot of huge problems there. And kind of funny, towards the end of the day, she was even talking about like what her next bike would end up being if this was truly gone, because BMW is not planning on refreshing this bike until the next year, and she loves the way that this thing rides.
And Mike made an interesting point, too. We were talking about this off the air. We were, bummed out about our friend Russell Holly joining us on the program. His roommate had her brand-new BMW superbike stolen. And if you don't own a garage, you're really rolling the dice by leaving these things parked in a garage or on the side of a building or a side yard or even a backyard. No matter where you live, I mean, let's just say I take a bit of a nefarious route home past Mondawmin, and I'll drive past some row homes that I will see a superbike parked out front, like a really high-end motorcycle. I'm thinking, I wouldn't leave a Schwinn out front of that place, much less a five-figure bike. How is that thing not being boosted each day? I got to wonder, if you're a motorcycle owner, unless you got a facility to store this thing in or a shed or somewhere you could deadbolt it, it's a bit of a roll of the dice leaving it outside.
Yeah, I mean, we live out in kind of the suburbs, so not quite the same situation there, and it hadn't really been a problem in the past. And like I said, actually taking this bike, unless you have the keys, is not usually an easy task. It's something that would kind of take multiple people to do, because it's also kind of heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, take a look at our Twitter page, at JSS98Rock. He's a member of the fam. He's always great bringing us that fresh tech, so we wanted to draw some eyes on it. And you could see the bike, you could see the plate, and if you see anything, say something, give the police a little wrangle-dingle, and stay in touch, Russell. Let us know if you have any progress on this, and give our best to Zoe.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right, buddy, there he goes.
Earlier this hour, we were talking about our tech guru, Russell Holly, who has been to the studio many times. He brings us a lot of VR stuff, a lot of the latest and greatest technology out there he's got access to, and he brings it up here. And he, over the weekend, his roommate had her BMW motorcycle stolen, which is close to a $20,000 motorcycle. So we put the word out there. We're just discussing it. Yeah, I don't know how hard a motorcycle is to steal. I see a lot of them. I mean, sitting out all the time. They're very heavy. They weigh hundreds and hundreds of pounds. You're going to need two or three guys to hoist it up. You probably throw it in the back of a pickup truck. But then from there, I mean,
what do you do? Like, this is a brand new motorcycle. This is not like an old Indian or a Harley from the 70s or 80s. This thing is 80% computer. So how do you even hotwire these sons of bitches to get it going? If you don't have the key or the fob or whatever else, I mean, a lot of these things are push-button start. And if you didn't have that, how are you going to get it going? Yeah, Russell, stay in touch. Some people are already checking in with leads. God, I would love for us to be heroes at the end of the show and they find this damn thing. So yeah, if you see this thing, there's a picture at JSS98Rock on Twitter. Scroll down, get a look, and see if we can find our buddy Russell's roommate's motorcycle. And we're continuing the conversation with you, 410-338-1098. You ever had anything of this caliber boosted from you? I mean, Scott, you've had a vehicle stolen. In Southern Maryland, it was just a rite of passage to have your bike stolen. I mean, Mike, up in corn country, you had to know a tractor owner or two that had their farm equipment.
Speaking of bikes, I had my bike stolen in D.C. when I was in college. A week after I'd gotten 144-spoke white-walled rims on my blue Robinson SST.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. They ever catch
my
that faster?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
I waited out in the park for him for a week, but I never saw one.
Oh, cool. Like the Iceman.
I don't know what I was going to do, but...
You didn't have a game plan?
Well, the game plan was to clothesline him off the bike, jump on as quickly as I could, and ride off.
Oh, okay. All right. Or pick up the bike and beat him with it. Josh, you've
Spiegel had his wheels stolen off of his car.
Oh, yes. Famously. That. One of the worst trips to New York you've ever taken.
Queens. Did they take... They didn't take all of them, though, right? They took two or something?
They took all of them.
Yeah.
They took all of the tires.
I had a large Chinese girl take my virginity when I was 14, and I really wasn't all that into it. But she said, sit still. This is happening.
Let's go. It was horrifying.
Let's go to the phones. JD's been holding for a little bit at Westminster. JD, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Oh, man. What'd you have boosted?
So it wasn't actually me. It was my father. He's a big drag racer, and has been doing it his whole life. And he has, you know, essentially a 30-foot trailer and a dragster in there, which is about 26 feet long. And left it in a commercial area at a buddy's, you know, auto place. And whoever took it actually stole a F-250 to steal this trailer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole production.
And this is one of those Top Fuel dragsters, right, where it's just barf and flame out the ass of it?
It's not quite that fast, but it'll run. It ran 7 seconds, so it was high enough horsepower.
And they never found it?
No, I was going to jiu-jitsu one night, heading down 97, and right around the 70 exit, there I look to my left, and there's the truck that was described as, you know, the one taking the trailer. And what was weird is there was a gun case in the back, untouched, a bow in the back, untouched in this truck. But trailer, dragster, probably about $50,000 worth of stuff gone.
Damn. What do you do with a dragster? I mean, I thank you for the call, buddy. I get like a motorcycle. Someone's going to buy that, or that truck. Someone's going to buy that, or you could chop it up for parts. A dragster?
Someone will buy a dragster.
That's a real specific vehicle. That's not anybody's daily driver. You're not going to take that onto a backwoods quarter mile and haul ass with it. That just seems like you can't hide that thing. Thank you for the call, buddy. How hard, by the way, did he go at jiu-jitsu that night? Some poor partner of his just got their ass choked out repeatedly from anger. Let's talk to Billy in Carroll County. Had something stolen and found it. What's up, Billy?
Not much. I guess it's been about 10 years now. I work for a state highway and had my truck stolen one night while I was out pushing snow. Got guns.
Whoa.
Ammo. All my hunting decoys, because it's all we do in Carroll County.
Shout out.
And
now, is that doubly concerning when, okay, you have a car stolen or a truck, that sucks. But then when you have a piece in that thing, you got to be thinking, okay, is someone going to end up on the business end of my pistol or rifle? And see, that's doubly urgent to me. Like, I want to get a car or a motorcycle back, but my main concern at that point is some son of a bitch now has my gun.
Yeah, it wasn't very easy going. I was more worried about it as a family heirloom. Oh. It was my grandfather's gun.
Damn. Ooh,
but yeah. It ended up being recovered in D.C., and the guns ended up being recovered. And it was all courtesy of a neighbor that just moved to the area, which the cops ended up actually running him over when he tried to run.
Whoa.
Arrest warrant.
Well, hey, all's well that ends well with a man that was crushed by a police cruiser.
He's a family heirloom.
Family heirloom, yes.
Heirloom.
Heirloom. Grandpa's pearl-handled Civil War revolver. You have to wonder what side he fought on. Let's do one more here. Is this hippie or is it nipple? I can't tell.
Hippie.
Okay, because it looks like nipple on my screen. Good morning, hippie. Nipple hippie.
Yes, anyway, most dudes steal motorcycles. They usually get three or four guys, and they got a wheel man. So two guys, one grabs the handlebar, two grab the back wheel. They trolley it out on the front wheel.
Right.
Usually have a ramp there. They run it up on, and usually don't see it no more because it goes to the chop shop for parts, and then they just part it out.
How do you know this?
You know, like all that electronic equipment is high dollar.
Right.
So they can sell it on the market to one of their buddies who owns a motorcycle.
How many times have you done this?
Never. I just knew people who did do it. I don't steal for a living.
Oh, you can judge a man by the company he keeps. Criminal!